feel it now. It's all around me. A silent voice I can't deny. A mother's arms, how they surround me. They sing
Shanti. You are not ordinary. So Baba was meeting Australia, New Zealand, Singapore, Philippines, Malaysia, Thailand, Japan, Korea, Hong Kong and China. You are not ordinary. Perhaps you may even have to perform an ordinary task with ordinary souls. However, do not ever forget your elevated position. And when you come into relationship or connection with ordinary souls, remember that you are only performing this ordinary task for the namesake, in order to make ordinary souls elevated. You are not doing a Laukik job, but the job of bringing about transformation. You may be living with Laukiks, but only in order to make them a Laukik. Do you remember this? Or are you influenced by those souls? You are the world transformers, not the one who are influenced by the world. What's your title? What happens? What would happen if those who are to perform are transformed? Those who are to transform are transformed. So when you go into such an atmosphere, first of all, make the seat of your consciousness strong. Then begin your ordinary task. Do not simply sit on the chair, but sit on the chair of your stage with this elevated consciousness. Even those souls will continue to receive vibrations of temporary peace and happiness. Avyakta Murli of 13th February 1992. Zen Master Bokozu was asked, what you keep doing continuously? He said, I don't do anything continuously. I do everything totally. When I carry water, I am carrying water. When I eat, I am eating. When I sleep, I am sleeping. When I drink, I am drinking. When I go into the forest and chop woods, I am chopping woods. That's it. But the questioner asked, still, what are you doing all the time? He said, I am not doing anything. When I carry water, it is the divine in me who is carrying the water. When I carry water, it is the divine in the water which is being carried. When I go in the forest and cut woods, it is the divine in the wood. It is the divine in the me who is doing the task. When I am sleeping, it is the divine in me which is sleeping. So everything I do with totality, with integration, samagrata. Every act is meditation. Rajyoga means your whole life is meditation. Rajyoga means your every action is Rajyoga. It's Karma Yoga personified. Every small act is Rajyoga. Your whole life is Rajyoga. Your everything is meditation. So you are not ordinary. You are extraordinary beings doing extraordinary tasks. Even though on the surface somebody is seen sweeping the floor, but there is an elevated consciousness. I am removing the dirt of the world. I am purifying the world. When are you taking bath? I am cleansing not just my body, but this is the divine water which is cleaning my soul, my mind, my intellect, my speech, my attitude, my drishti. Everything is getting washed. When I walk, what is the awareness? My every step, there is multimillionaire. When I walk, what is happening? The rays of God are upon me. I am walking, and rays of Shiva Baba are falling upon me. With this awareness, I walk. And what I am? I am an electric being. This whole earth is an electric field. So I am getting charge from earth, and from above I am getting charge from Shiva Baba. Body is like a charge, a mobile phone is like a cell phone. It just needs charging. That's it. Nothing more than that. This body is made up of cells. So just as you put a charger, does it need material? This material is already made. There is no need of any further glass or cells or anything. Nothing. It is already made. It just needs charging. That's it. No further requirement of any other thing. It is not living, but it is made up of what? Cell. Body is living. It is made up of what? Cell. Organs. Tissues. Organs. Organs are made up of tissues. Tissues are made up of molecules. Molecules are made up of cells. And cell is made up of atom. Atom is made up of electrons which are moving, and protons and neutrons. Protons don't eat. Electrons don't eat. Neutrons don't eat. They just need stimulation. Only charging is needed. So when I walk, I am getting charge from above. And the earth, earth's natural vibes are charging me. There is an electric field in the earth. That's why nowadays the movement is of shoelessness. Get rid of shoes. There's a movement of shoelessness, direct touch of the earth on the soul. This earth should touch you so that earthing happens. Earthing happens and grounding should happen. If you are feeling depressed, go and walk on the soil. You will get charged. If you are feeling down, go and start walking on the soil, barefoot walking. You will feel energized, revitalized. Lot of experiments are being done on this. It is known as grounding, it is known as barefoot walking, it is known as earthing. We are not in touch with Mother Earth. Look at the farmer. He is constantly in touch with Mother Earth. He never falls sick. Very rarely. We have been disconnected and separated from Earth because of shoes and chappals and footwears. Get rid of them. And spend some time and walk barefoot without any footwear on the soil. Direct touch of the Earth. Direct touch of Mother Earth's natural vibrations. And the whole body is electric field. The whole Earth is electric field. So many electrical reactions are happening on the inside the Earth. So everything is coming on the surface. The moment you touch and contact with Earth, you are electric field. Whole body is electric field. It's a bioelectric body. This is physics. This is bioelectric body. You start getting charged. So when I walk with that awareness that I am getting charged from Earth. Only charging is needed. That's it. Nothing is needed more than charging. Charging, one spiritual charging, one earthly charging. That's it. Spend 45 minutes. There are people who do travel. For example, somebody is coming from America. He comes here and there is a jet lag. You don't get there. You started at 4 a.m. and according to that time, you have reached, suppose, next day 6 a.m. according to that time. But when you come here, it is 3 a.m. So everything is like upside down. There is known as jet lag. You have to just go to sleep. I remember when we had gone to one place abroad. From here we started. So according to Indian time, when we reached, it was 12 midnight, Indian time. But there, the time was 4 a.m. Now I am not understanding whether to sleep or do Amrit Vela. If I sleep, then already we are awake. So everything was upside down. So when a jet lag happens, go and start walking on the soil. That feeling of tiredness goes away. This Mother Earth has got lot of healing energies, lot of healing powers. You are getting headache, start walking on the ground. You feel depressed, start walking on the ground. You feel sleeplessness, insomnia, stress, tension, worry, anxiety, start walking on the ground. Walk every day barefoot without any chappals. Direct touch of this soul has got thousands and millions of neurons. So these neurons, they directly stimulate the brain. This thumb, it represents pineal gland. This represents hypothalamus. This represents thalamus. This is pituitary, thalamus, hypothalamus and amygdala. These are the five things of most important structures in the brain. Pineal gland, which is the seat of soul, pituitary, thalamus, hypothalamus and amygdala. So when you walk barefoot, directly these get stimulated. Even if you walk on this floor, still they get stimulated. And once they get activated, your brain gets activated. And the tiredness goes away. Otherwise, people keep on sleeping at Amrit Vela all the time. Like this, like this, like this. Because there is no touch with Earth. So increase your touch with Earth as much as possible. This is the, now come back, awareness. So when you walk with awareness. When you eat with awareness. You eat, your eating should become Rajyoga meditation. When I am eating with full consciousness, in absolute silence. What is this? This is a divine food. My body is divine and the divine is entering the divine and the divine food is entering into the divine body and is becoming divine light and it is spreading into the world. So the entire act of eating, the entire act of breakfast, dinner and lunch should become a Rajyoga meditation. When I take bath, Rajyoga meditation. When I walk, Rajyoga meditation. When I sit, Rajyoga meditation. When I exercise, Rajyoga meditation. when I read what I am reading, divine versions of God, again Rajoga meditation. When I listen, again Rajoga meditation. Meditation is not about sitting into Baba's room and sitting for 1 hour doing yoga. Yoga is a continuous procedure. Yoga is non-stop life. So you are not ordinary. Your everything should become extraordinary. When you are extremely busy in your work, in your job, in your seva, again, the same feeling. Baba is saying, when you go into your office and sit, feel that you are sitting in the seat of elevated consciousness. Even though you have to work with ordinary souls, you have to work with laborers, you have to work with outside worldly people, you have to work with laukic people, you have to work with materialistic, money-minded, greedy people, you have to work with those people who are attached to each other so much in their relationships. Still, you remain like a holy swan, detached, absolutely untouched. Is it possible? It is possible. You are interacting with thousands of people. You are in the public sector. You have to do traveling every day, 4 hours travel. Going to metro cities, people travel for 4 hours. First, they travel by auto and then they take local in Mumbai, and from there again auto or walking or biking. So much commutation. So commuting people are there. But in spite of doing all this, you remain as if detached. I am an angel. I am having an angelic body. My body is untouched by anything, any filth and dirt of this world. My mind is so pure, untouched by any scene, any poster, any song. Nothing of this world affects me. Everything is leakage in today's Avyakta Murli. Every attachment is leakage. Every attraction is leakage, whether it is to person, things, objects, property, anything. The moment if you say, I love this, Baba, I am not attached, but I like this. What the children do? They are very hoshiyar. They are very clever, shrewd. What they tell Baba? I like it. I am not attached. I am not addicted to tea, but I love to drink tea. Otherwise, even if it is not there, I am not affected. But it is there, so I drink. I like it. I am not attached. I like it. This person is very good. I like to work with him. Today you like to work with him. Tomorrow you would like to hold his hand. Tomorrow you would like to walk with him. Baba said everything is leakage. If there is a leakage, you will not be powerful. If you are not powerful, you will not have prapti, attainments. If you don't have attainments, you will not have contentment. If you don't have contentment, you cannot become powerful yogi. If you are not a powerful yogi, then you will get attached. You will have all the weakness. What thoughts you will have? Baba, we are in Gyan. We know knowledge. We know creator. We know creation. We know you are father and we are children. Baba said, this is Dimagi Gyan. This is just your intellectual knowledge. There is no love there. Heart is missing. This is Sukha Gyan. This is dry, arid, barren Gyan. Such a thing Baba doesn't want. So leakage is dangerous. I see people keep on talking on phone so many times. What they talk, I don't understand. Talking with this person, that person, keep on talking. If it is seva related, it is fine. But they are just increasing their contacts and connections unnecessarily. What is the need? If you receive a call, just talk. That's it, 2 minutes, not more than that. All is waste. This is all leakage. Stop this leakage first of all. No matter if there is a tank of water, and you are filling it with water, 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 but there is a leakage happening there. Your love is flowing out to X, Y, and Z. How are you? Have you taken vaccine or not? What do you have to do? You mind your own business. What is going on in the center? Are things okay? How is that center? I heard she is tested positive. Is she doing well? How are the brothers? How are the sisters? Okay. You already know, but here you ask. Attachments, attractions. What is the need? Your first chapter is one Baba and none other. None but one. You are spiritual nuns. All attachments are poisonous. So first of all, stop the leakage. Close. What they use for putting, stopping leakage? M-seal. M-seal. M is Manmanabhav. Put this M-seal there and stop the leakage. Once, unless and until leakage stops, your mind will go on wandering here and there, here and there. So everything should become meditation. When you write, meditation. When you are climbing the steps, meditation. When you are climbing down the steps, meditation. When you sit, it is also meditation. When you listen to somebody, when you listen to Murli or any class, you are not listening to that person. That listening is meditation. Forget who is speaking. He is less important. But the words which you are hearing, they carry the vibrations of purity. The words which you are hearing, they are carrying things of God. They are not ordinary physical things. They are metaphysical things. They are spiritual, supernatural, supernal, supersensuous things. So everything that elevates the consciousness is meditation. Rajyoga meditation doesn't mean going in Baba's room and sitting and staring into his eyes. You are this, you are that. You are like this, you are like that. That is a parrot meditation. That is not meditation. Meditation is from the heart. In today's Avyakta Murli. Spiritual love means selfless love. Spiritual love means God's love. Spiritual love means altruistic love. Spiritual love means this is the foundation of Brahmin life. Spiritual love means this is the real reason for real happiness of Brahmin life. Spiritual love means where every task is easy and not difficult. Spiritual love means your broken heart pieces have again become one. That is spiritual love. That is God's love. Spiritual love means where you have the right. Spiritual love means where you have the intoxication. Spiritual love means where everything has become easy. Spiritual love means where the knowledge is seed, but the love is water. Spiritual love means entertainment. Spiritual love means doesn't mean dry, arid, barren love. This is Ruhani Sneha. This is spiritual love. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Perhaps you may even have to perform an ordinary task with ordinary souls. However, do not ever forget your elevated position. And when you come into relationship or connection with ordinary souls, remember that you are only performing this ordinary task for the namesake, in order to make ordinary souls elevated. You are not doing a Laukik job, but the job of bringing about transformation. You may be living with the Laukiks, but only in order to make them alaukik. Do you remember this? Or are you influenced by those souls? You are the world transformers, not the ones who are influenced by the world. What is your title? What would happen if those who are to transform are transformed? So, when you go into such an atmosphere, first of all, make the seat of your consciousness strong. Then, being your ordinary task, do not simply sit on the chair, but sit on the chair of your stage with the elevated consciousness. Even those souls will continue to receive vibrations of temporary peace and happiness. Avyakta Murli, 13th February 1992. Om Shanti.